What is your God's name? Part 33. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is your God's name? It's a 5-book, it's thick, nearly 500 pages, where we discuss everything concerning the name of God, and Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So we trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. Should you require any information or have anything to ask, please contact us at a WhatsApp number. It's a +27 international code 0722-367-124. Or you go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But you please have to start from part one, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the notifications, which is free, and also our TikTok messages. It's very important, our TikTok messages as well. Please share this link with your friends and family, and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a writing pad ready. It's very important to note that we are not part of any of the following groups or churches: any Messianic group, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we are not part of any church in the world, denomination or organization. What are we doing? We are doing Bible study throughout the world. So what? We are a Bible study group functioning in the Revelation names, as it is explained in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1860 Bible, which Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam has created. And according to this name, according to ancient Hebrew sacred names, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. Could never have been Jesus, because there was no letter J in the Greek or the Hebrew until the 16th century. The name God was originally called Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally called Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally called the Ruach HaKodesh. We do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but to refer to ourselves as Yahvist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. Unfortunately, every week I need to do these announcements, because we have people that they come onto this study group, but they don't go to part one. They first want to see what's happening, and then they don't know. So that's why we do the same announcement every week. In this part of our study, I will draw your attention to the different names by which Yahushua, which is Jesus, was manifested in the Old Testament. What? Was Yahushua manifested in the Old Testament? Well, you can tell me. Hear what they say. Samuel calls him, and I'll put it in brackets, Yahushua, the strength of Israel, according to 1 Samuel 15 verse 26. Abram calls him, that's Yahushua, Melchizedek, according to Genesis 14 verse 11. Do you know why does the word says that Abram called him Melchizedek? Because Melchizedek was king and priest on the same time. When Yahushua was more than Melchizedek, he was the king of kings, or he is the king of kings, and he was not just a priest when Melchizedek was a priest. You go and study Hebrews chapter 7 in full, and you will find where he's explaining, Paul's explaining about Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a priest, but Yahushua was a high priest. And because of the Old Testament way, according to the laws of Levi, the high priest once a year first had to offer an offering unto himself for cleansing himself from his own sins. Where the Bible said Yahushua never knew sin. He became sin by dying on a Roman cross. Jacob states, the scepter shall not depart from Judea until Shiloh, Yahushua, comes. According to Genesis 49 verse 10, he is the one who carries the scepter. He's what? He's the one. Who? Yahushua. Throughout the years of the study of the eschatology, which is 56 years, every time we have read about, in the Bible, we read about the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord, or the angel of Yahweh. I'm talking about the King James Bible now. It will say the angel of the Lord struggled with Jacob. Now, who was the angel of the Lord? Who was the angel of Yahweh? Well, it wouldn't have been nobody else than the same angel which would have become the Son. Now, Prof, are you crazy to say that the Son, Yahushua, was created as an angel? Go study Hebrew 1, Hebrew chapter 1, and he explains that he was the blueprint, he was the image of Yahweh. But he exalted him above all the other angels and gave him a name above which is in heaven and on earth. And he says to the other angels, as from today, you will also worship him. So he was glorified. He was exalted. You see, we were taught throughout the ages that the Father gave birth to the Son. It's impossible. He didn't give birth to the Son. Later on, as we continue with these different studies, I am going to do the book of Hebrew, and then we will come to that in detail. But just think about it. Who was the angel of the Lord? So now we have Jacob. Daniel calls him, that's Yahushua, the Messiah, the Prince, according to Daniel 9:25 and 26. Both Isaiah and Matthew mentioned Emmanuel meaning El, Yah, or Yahushua. Do you have that? Emmanuel. You can go and think about the scripture, Matthew 1:23, where the angel comes to Miriam. It wasn't Mary, because she was a Hebrew lady, Miriam. And the angel said to Miriam, you will bear a son, you must call his name Yahushua. If it's translated, it means El, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. If it's translated, God with us, Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel, if it means God in the 1611, who's God? He has a title which is El, or even Eloha. And he's also in the shorter form called Yah. Yah. That's why you can sometimes say Yahshua. Not the whole name, Yahushua. Yah, Y-A-H. Like in Hallelujah. Did you know the Hebrews never spelled the word Hallelujah on the end with a Y-A-H? It was always a Y, not just a J. Let me rephrase. With a J-A-H. Because there was no letter J in the Greek or the Hebrew until the 16th century, then they created the letter J. So it was Yah. And when it says Hallelujah, Yah, the last three letters YHWH, capital letters. Hallelujah means praise unto Yahweh, Yah, which is El also, which is Eloah, which is Yahshua. See how easy. Emmanuel, what does it mean? El, Yah, Yahshua, or I can call him Yahshua, with us. According to Isaiah 7 verse 14 and Matthew 1:23, He, Yahshua. Now you must tighten your seatbelt. He is called in Isaiah 9 verse 6, Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Which what? He is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. The Son is called Mighty God, Everlasting Father. So there's two everlasting fathers. No. He represents the Father, Yahweh. But he, Yahshua, is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Elohim, or an Everlasting Father. Isaiah 9 verse 6, you can study it. In fact, the prophet Isaiah refers to Yahshua also in the following verse. Say to the cities of Judea, Behold, your God. Your God is Yahweh, your Elohim. Because God just means object of worship. Behold your God, Yahweh, your Elohim. Behold the Lord God, the Master Yah, Yahweh, your Elohim. The Master Yah shall come with a strong hand. A strong hand. I just want to emphasize here. Isaiah 53 verse 1 says, In whom shall the right hand arm of God be revealed? The right hand, right arm. What was Yahshua of the Father? He was the right arm, the arm of authority, which was revealed in Yahshua. You will remember when we discussed the immersing or the baptism, when the Father had to create himself a body to dwell in. And he couldn't just empty it himself into him. He only revealed his right hand. If I say, greet me now, give me your hand. Which hand would you give me? Your left hand? No, you will give me your right hand and we will shake hands. Why the right hand? Even two people who is left-handed, they greet with the left hand. Why? Because the right hand is the arm or the authority, the power and the authority, the right hand. So what was Yahshua? He's the authority. Where did when he ascended into heaven, where were he seated? On the left hand side? No, he was seated on the right hand side of the power of the Father. So Isaiah 15, just studied the scripture. Isaiah 53 says, And his arm shall rule for him. Who's the he? Who's the he? See what Isaiah 1 verse 9 said. And his arm, his right arm, shall rule for him on his behalf on the earth. This Yahshua will feed his flock, Israel and the bride in the 21st century like a shepherd. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so glad we can read the scriptures and understand. According to Isaiah 40 verse 9 and 11, make this the note. Isaiah 40 verse 9 to 11. The prophet Isaiah further states, in a plain and clear language, that the Almighty Yahshua, is the creator and master of the universe. He's what? He's this. The Son is also the creator and the master of the universe. The scripture says it. And his reign is established over everyone and before everyone furthermore. Now listen. Who has measured the waters in his hollow hand, measured heaven with a span, the Father, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, the Father, weighed the mountains in scale and the hills in balance, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit, this is in the, we're reading from 16:11, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahshua in the Ruach HaKodesh. or as his counselor has taught him? Yahushua. With whom did he, that's Yahushua, take counsel, and who instructed him to taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nation are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust in the balance. Look, he, Yahushua, lifts up the eyelids, an ever little thing, and the Lebanon and not sufficient to burn, and all are beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before that Yahushua are as nothing, as they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless, according to Isaiah 40 verse 12 to 17. It is he, Yahushua, who sits over the circle of the earth, and his inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain, and spread them out like a tent to dwell in. He, that's Yahushua, being the princes to nothing, he makes the judges to the earth useless. Scarcely shall they plant, secretly they shall be planted, secretly they shall be sown, and secretly they shock roots in the earth. When he, Yahushua, will also blow on them, and they will water, and the water wind will take them away from stumble. To whom will you like me, or to whom shall I, Yahushua, be equal? Say the Holy One, Yahushua, lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He, Yahushua, calls them by names, by the greatest of his might and strength of his power. Is not one is missing, according to Isaiah 40 verse 22 to 26. Hallelujah. Look at all these prophet scriptures of the Old Testament. They acknowledge Yahushua. H. Mary, whose real name was Miriam, as she was a Hebrew girl and not a Roman girl, our Savior's mother rejoiced in the following song and praise, was carrying him, Yahushua, according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotten Word version, in her womb. Now listen to what it says. It says the same thing in the 16:11. My soul manifest the Lord. Who's the Lord in the 16:11? That's Yah. Or Yahushua. And my spirit has rejoiced in God. Who's God? Yahweh, my Elohim. Do we have that? For he, Yahweh, my Elohim, has regarded the lowest state of his maid service. For behold, henceforth all generation, even in the 21st century, shall call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Who's that? Yahweh El Elohim. And his mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. He, that's Yahweh, shall show strength with his arm. Who's his arm? Isaiah 53 verse 1 says, he was the arm, the right hand of Yahweh. He has fulfilled the hungry. Who has filled or feed 5,000 men? Yahushua. He has filled the hungry 5,000 men with good things. He just said, food. And the rich he has sent away empty. He, Yahushua. It's not the Father. Yahushua has helped his servant, the nations of Israel, and remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abram and the seed forever, even in the 21st century, according to Luke 1 verse 46 to 55. Thus Miriam declared him, Thus Miriam declared him, Hosea him, Yahashua. According to the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, that is Rotenham version, whom she carried in the womb. Listen to now. Listen to it now. Whom she carried in her womb. To be eternal, for everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. Isn't that the attributes of the Father? Definitely it is. But it's also the attributes of the Son. Because the Father has revealed Himself in the Son. The Father couldn't come down to earth. Everybody would have died who saw Him. So He created Him a body, and He was 30 years old. Then only were He immersed by John the Immerser. The heavens opened, and the Ruach HaKodesh came down. He wasn't a dove, or a white dove, as the churches are teaching. It was like a dove. Came upon Him, and a voice out of heaven says, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. There only when the Son, Yahashua, stepped up from the waters, out of the waters, He got up, the Ruach came down. And the right hand, the arm of authority of the Father, were poured into the Son, Yahashua. Before He received the right hand, you don't read of one miracle He's done for 30 years of His life. But the moment that He became God revealed in the Spirit, Yahweh revealed Himself in the Spirit, in Yahashua. He's done miracles. He cast out demons, devils, healed the sick, walked on the waters. He even Lazarus who died, He called him from the dead. He has the authority of the Father, of Yah, in Him. He is Yahashua. He is to be called that Son that is in His the womb of Miriam, to be eternal, for everlasting to everlasting. The following are questions from the book of Isaiah, which very clearly confirms that the Almighty Yahashua is the first and the last, the eternal Savior. What? Isaiah will prophesy and say that He's the Savior who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. He says, I, the Lord, Yah, the Lord, Yah, Yahashua, I'm the first, and I am He, according to Isaiah 41 verse 4. Thus saith the Lord, Yahashua, the King of Israel and His Redeemer. Was the Father Yahweh the Redeemer? That He came and redeemed is no. They had sacrificial offerings. They had 613 laws to obtain. But He sent Yahashua as the Redeemer of the nation of Israel, and they accept Him not. Thus saith the Lord, Yahashua, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer. First we have the Lord and His Redeemer. The Redeemer of who? Well, He says, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer. Do you understand English? I'm Afrikaans speaking. I understand what this word says. There's two persons here. Thus saith the Lord, Yahweh Almighty, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer. Who's the Redeemer? That's the Redeemer He is producing. Yahashua, the Lord, your Elohim of hosts. Now he, who is the Elohim of hosts? The Son. I am the first and I am the last. And beside me there is no God. According to Isaiah 44 verse 6. Didn't Isaiah 9 verse 6 say, and you will call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father? I don't hear. Of course he did. In Isaiah 9 verse 6, he's called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He is the first and the last. Go and read, and I'm just thinking about the scripture, Revelation 7, 1 verse 7. He says, I am the first and I'm the last. I am the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the first and the last. And I was dead, and behold, I live forevermore. Come on. When was the Father dead? He's directing the prophets unto Yahushua. And you know what? They knew it. That's why it says. And also Revelation 1 verse 8 says. Yeah, I just said it now. Revelation 1 verse 7 and verse 8. I'm the first and the last. And behold, I was dead. Just carry on. Read further. And behold, I was dead. I'm alive forevermore. Was the Father... If this scripture in Isaiah 44 verse 6 is showing to the Father... When was he dead? Can Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, die? He can't die. He's the giver of life. It was he that brought the Son back from the dead, from Hades. I'm the first and I'm the last. For I am the Lord, Yah, Yahushua, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Whose was the Savior of Israel? The Father? Or the Son? The Son. He sent him as his Savior. According to Isaiah 43 verse 3. The question is, who has given his blood for the redemption of every sinner? Yahushua. See how the prophecies in Isaiah are fulfilled on the cross. Who is the Savior of Israel? Only Yahushua. When Pontius Pilate stood there, and Barabbas, the murderer, and Yahushua, and he says to the Israelites and the Jews, I've got to let some one of these two go free. Then they said, let Barabbas go, crucify Yahushua. Then Pontius Pilate took water and he washed his hands. I found no guilt in him. This is your Messiah, your Savior. It's nothing of us. I find no guilt in him. They shout, let his blood be upon us and our children and our children's children. And that's why Israel will go through the great tribulation. And only in the great tribulation, one third of them will be saved. The remnant of Israel, one third, will be saved. Who will become part of Jacob's bride. Get my book, which I've written. It's actually part of my PhD, doctoral degree, which I've done about 15 years ago, which is a thick book, 500 pages something, where I explain to you what has happened to the nation of Israel, how Yahweh has closed their eyes to see and not to see, and their ears to hear and not to hear, in order for the gospel of salvation to go to the Gentiles first. 2 years of Yahushua's 3 years earthly ministry. 2 years he was just ministering to his people. Just to his people. And then he turned to the Samaritans. The woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, was the first one to that he spoke to as Gentiles. And from there on, he never spoke to Israel ever again. He ceased. He's speaking to the Gentiles, the 10 lost tribes of Israel. The 10 northern lost tribes of Israel. That's where we come from. We were all Gentiles. We were. Today we are not Gentiles. I'm not a Gentile. I trust you're not a Gentile. But we are Yahfist. We are born again. We came to repentance. We are born again. in immersing in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. Acts 2, verse 36 to 41. On the day of Pentecost, when the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, was poured out, 3,000 people were immersed, not in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Listen to what I'm saying. Matthew 28, verse 19. Where Yahushua told his disciples, go immerse in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What's the name of the Father? Because Father is a title. I'm a Father. Son is a title. I'm a Son. Holy Spirit is a title. He's the Ruach HaKodesh. But Peter's eyes were open on the day of Pentecost. And he used the keys that Yahushua gave me. He said, I'm going to give you the keys. Where you unlock in heaven will be unlocked, and lock on the earth and unlock and uplock. You understand? What did he give him? A key. He gave him the key of the gospel of salvation. And the moment that Peter was filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, full of the Ruach HaKodesh, he's not afraid of any body that recognized him, like he was the day when they captured Yahushua. No. When the maid said, you're one of them, three times, he said, I do not know him at all. You know what? He stood up. And when the people were there, they said, what must we do? He says, repent, repent, repent. Immersing anybody without repentance is taking a dry sinner and making him a wet sinner. That's all you're doing. But repent and be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. That day, 3,000 souls were immersed. In titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? No, no, no. The 1611 King James Bible says, in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of their sins. What? You can't show me one place in the New King James, in the 1611 King James, International Standard Version, Living Word. You can't show me one place where one person in 2,000 years' time were ever immersed. Or let me just go back. You won't show me in the Bible where 2,000 years ago, in the time of Yahushua and his apostles, where anybody was ever immersed in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's not in the Bible. That's a Roman Catholic baptism, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You understand? So on the end of the day, do you want to please people? Or do we want to please Yahweh El Elyon? Now, the time has just gone like that. I'm just going to cease here, and if it's Yahweh's will, next week we'll come together and we continue this study. It is a deep study, but actually, it's so easy to understand. Till next week, if Yahushua tarries to come, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.